Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The war against animal agriculture continues. Hannah Thompson-Weeman weighs in just a moment.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Hey cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with five great Cattlemen's College sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA Convention, go to oklahomacattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4391.
Keeping an eye on folks that don't like the way you do business is smart business. The Animal Ag Alliance recently observed what was going on at the Animal Rights National Conference held this summer in Los Angeles, California. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says one of the new things that's out there that anti-animal agriculture groups are talking about, reproductive rights for animals.
Well, one big subject of conversation that was really new this year was this discussion around reproduction. Numerous speakers at the conference talked about the quote-unquote reproductive rights of animals, talking about hens laying eggs, talking about dairy cows giving birth to calves, and they really tried to assign human emotions to animals, and that's really the name of the game for these activists. They know that they don't have facts on their side, so they want to use emotions and try to manipulate people into feeling guilty about supporting animal agriculture by trying to act like these animals have the same motivations, emotions, and all these things as humans do. So they talk a lot about this concept of motherhood and separating animals from their mothers, and we wouldn't want to do that as humans, so why do we do that to animals? And try to use some of those, again, very emotional arguments to try to bolster their cause. We definitely think that that messaging is something we're going to continue to see and something we should all be looking out for. And some speakers even tried to tie that into feminism and women's rights issues and some other topics that have been very popular within our culture in the past year, because they see that as a way to get more attention for animal rights.
I know that you've been watching, and I don't know if this was a topic that came up at all at this particular conference, but we're obviously hearing lots of conversation about, what do you want to call it, fake meat, clean meat. Is this part of the strategy?
We are not calling it clean meat. That is obviously a term that these folks are using to try to position their product as something that's better than real meat. If you don't know, this cellular-grown meat, lab-grown meat, has been generating a conversation, and it absolutely was a topic at this conference. There were speakers from the Good Food Institute, which was a spinoff of Mercy for Animals, and that organization is all about promoting replacements for animal agriculture and for meat produced from animals. So that was a subject that was came up and was positioned as a solution. So those companies and those organizations see that lab-grown meat as something that people might eat instead of eating real meat. And it was something that came up, and the terminology around it is obviously a huge topic of conversation.
Finally, Hannah, you know, as you think about where a lot of these groups, where they are in their strategies at this particular time, what frightens you or gives you pause at the, you know, a very extreme level? What really is out there that we need to be most vigilant about?
The Alliance is extremely concerned of what we've seen over the past several years of groups that are breaking into farms, going in at night or even going in during the day with large groups of people. As producers well know, there are very good reasons why we are very particular about who goes into our barns and when and what kind of precautions they've taken beforehand because of biosecurity. So it's a huge concern to have dozens of people who knows what kind of precautions they've taken just go into a barn because they feel they have the right to do that. So that's obviously a privacy concern. It's a security concern, but it also puts in danger the health and safety of the animals that they claim to be concerned about. And the group has done a lot of that, Direct Action Everywhere. Some of their leadership has been talking about how their organization is kind of a follow-up to SHAC, which if you follow animal rights at all, you'll know that name. The SHAC 7 were seven activists who went to jail. They're on FBI watch lists because of the very aggressive stance and the very aggressive things they did to target people who used animals, the researchers and things like that. They were firebombing labs and throwing bricks through windows and camping out outside of people's homes. And that all led to the passage of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, which has put a bit of a damper on some of those activities. But to hear an organization say that they're following in the footsteps of SHAC is a big concern for us and should make us all aware that there are people out there that, again, are very aggressive. They're willing to cross a lot of lines. And as some speaker said, that pretty much anything they should do in order to focus on animal liberation. So that's certainly something that we all need to have in the back of our minds and just think about how we can best secure our facilities and keep our eyes and ears out for any potential threats.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com. Or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, July 21st, Apache, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.